Now, in the Gospel of Luke, and that's the sixth chapter, it begins by saying, give. Now, give is not paying tithes. Tithing is a debt that we owe. Giving is a seed that we sow. I want to make it plain because I think we don't understand about this thing called giving. And tithing and giving go hand in hand with each other. Tithing is simply, it's simple. It's a sacred. It is satisfying. It's and beautiful. It's so simple that you don't have to be a mathematician to know how to tithe. You just take a dime out of every dollar. It's simple. It's sacred because it's holy. Well, Leviticus 27 and 30 said, tithing is holy, which makes it sacred. Am I right about it? And you don't take that is holy and use it for unholy things.
I knew I wasn't going to get no amen.
Because when you do, you're going to get in trouble with the Holy One. It's simple. It's sacred. It's satisfying because when you pay your tithe, God get excited. He said, I'll open up the windows. Come on, y'all know what he said. Of heaven and pour. He said he's going to pour. Now, whenever you pour something, you don't measure it. You just pour it in. Yeah. He said, I'll pour you out blessings that you don't have room enough to receive it. That's what God said. God expects us to tithe. In other words, he looks for us to do it and build a tithing. It didn't just start in Malachi. It came from Genesis. Genesis chapter 14, verse 21 and 22, where Abraham paid tithes to Melchizedek as an act of what? Gratitude. Come on, Bible scholars, you know what I'm talking about. And whenever you find any text that's teaching in that text, you don't understand the text. You need to find out the first time that it was mentioned in that text and the purpose that it was mentioned the first time in the Bible. Why did they tithe the first time? It was an act of gratitude. So if the first time tithing was out of the act of gratitude, we too tithe now out of the act of gratitude. So, if the first time, and then I'm going to say it one more time, it was an act of gratitude, we too tithe out of the act of gratitude. So, when you fail to tithe, you are saying to God, watch this, I'm ungrateful. Come on, talk about it to me now. I'm trying to make it plain. Now, I don't know how y'all feel about it, but whenever you have a child that you bless, and that child was ungrateful, you don't have to ask no parent in here what to do. You cut him off. I wish I had some witnesses to give me some money. And I can't afford to let God cut me off. I can't afford for God to cut me back because there are some things I need from God that I can't get nowhere else. Terminology. Because if you can count from 1 to 10, then you can master mathematics. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. If you can count for ten, you can have algebra, chemistry, biology, all the math you want, and everything else, and anything else is there if you can count from one to ten. It's a mathematical terminology, but ten is also, watch this, a medical terminology. Well, what you talking about? Well, because it used to be whenever a baby was born, maybe y'all remember that. The first thing that the doctor would do, he would count the baby's toes. Then he'd count the baby's fingers. Yeah. And then he would count the baby up, and then he'd recount the fingers and the toes. Then it meant that it was a whole baby. And so whenever you pay God's tithe, a dime, whenever you give God a dime out of every dollar, you're saying to God that you have received that dollar and you want to give him 10 cents back. I wish I had one more day. Tithe is a mathematical, it's a medical, and it's also spiritual. Simply because, watch this, it's holy. God explains it. God expects it. And he says in Leviticus 27 and 30, it is the Lord's. The Lord's. The word Lord, there is an apostrophe S in the King James, in the New King James, which means, watch this, ownership. And that means whenever I pay tithe, you never say it's mine. Because it ain't yours in the first place. Y'all ain't in here this morning. I'm just releasing what God let me hold on to.
All right, and then
he says, I don't mean no harm, y'all, but I got to tell you because it's in the Word. And then Jesus said in Matthew 23 and 23, woe unto scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. Scribes were people that were noted for the law. They knew the law. They studied the law. They understood the law. And they wrote the law in manuscript. The Pharisees were people that would take the law that the scribes had written, and they would make rules and regulations out of the law. Now, the word hypocrite comes from the arena meaning play acting. You got real quiet. You ain't got to get up. A hypocrite was a person that would get on stage and perform and then get off stage and be somebody else. Now, I know we said we don't like hypocrite, but you do. What you talking about, Pastor? Why you say that? Because most of the movies we pay to go see, you're watching some hypocrites. Because you can see the same guy get killed five times in one day. Well, maybe let me help you. Wait until it's hell. Hypocrites. Why that, Pastor Matt? Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm glad you asked. Because there ain't no black man on this earth who will sit down and let a black woman burn up his brand new pink leather as she still keeps him. Y'all don't want to be real about it, but you know what I'm saying. Hypocrite. If you think I'm lying, go buy you one and then let her burn it up and see what you can do. or you give 10th of your spices, mint, dill, and your kind, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness, you should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former. That's what the word says. Now, this is what Jesus is saying. That tithing was so common in his day that even hypocrites were paying their tithes. And when you fail to tithe, you don't even equal up to a... I didn't say that. When you fail to pay your tithes, you don't equal up to a hypocrite. It's in the book. I didn't say it. God expects it. God explains it. God exalts it. Actually, because everybody in here is living in Malachi chapter 3, verse 9 of Malachi chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 9 says, you are cursed with a curse. Matthew 3, 11 says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Now I want to know which one of these verses are you living in? Verse number 9 or verse number 11? And if you're not paying your tithe, you're in verse 9. And dude, I'm having enough problems living for God to curse me. And not only if he curses you, he's cursing the curse that's cursing you. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Trying to put something on your mind. And what I've discovered, you can't even bless folk that God has cursed. Y'all ain't in the house. In verse 11, it says that he will rebuke the devourers for your sake. In other words, you will have 24 hours of protection. Your enemies will try to come against you, but they can't get to you. Are you listening to me? David said that God is so awesome that he will prepare a table before you in the presence of his enemies. In other words, the enemy have to sit back and watch God bless you, and they can't do nothing about it. Tithing is an act of ownership. When I pay tithes, what I'm actually saying is, I don't belong, it doesn't belong to me. Because when I pay my tithes, I stop living out of my pocket. Y'all ain't hear me. Start living out of God's pocket. And God's pocket's much bigger than mine. Y'all ain't in here this morning. Y'all don't hear it. That's a little boy who went to the store with his mom to one of the little corner grocery stores, and the store owner said to the little boy, he said, look, your mom's going to be here for a while. Reach in that bag. Get you a handful of candy. The little boy said, no, thank you. So the store owner said, listen, just reach in the barrel and get you a handful of candy. He said, because your mama's going to be there, and you just enjoy yourself. And the boy said, no, thank you. And so finally the store owner reached in the barrel and got a handful of candy and said to the little boy, he said, open your hands up. And he gave him the candy. On the way home, his mama said, son, you embarrassed me. Why didn't you just reach your hand in the barrel and get you some candy like the owner said? Then the boy said, Mom, you don't understand. The store owner's hands were bigger than my hands. You see, when I put it in my hands in the candy barrel, I don't get but a handful. And when the store owner put it in his hand,